Macy is going to be joining us right now, not talking about what goes on in Sheffield with the Aglet Theater, but something that's really pretty cool and pretty interesting that we started talking about, I think, a year or two ago with Macy. Good morning, Macy.
Good morning, Marshall.
Macy is here to talk about the Berkshire Theater Critics Association and their nominees for their awards for 2018. And our good friends at the Sharon Playhouse already tweeted in our ear a little bit. But for people that are listening, Macy, this morning, explain exactly what the Berkshire Theater Critics Association is and what you do.
Well, excuse me. There are a number of members, 27 members of the Berkshire Theater Critics Association. We are all reviewers, of course, and we go to as many places as we possibly can through the season. Now, our season goes from October 1st to September 30th with a variation here and there depending upon various circumstances. So we cover everything, not just the summer season, because actually, there's a lot more going on up here in the theaters during the fall and winter and early spring seasons than there used to be. So this association was formed 3 years ago by a man named Larry Murray, whose dream was to create a Berkshire Theater Awards ceremony. And he did this, again, with several of us reviewers. There is myself, my wife Gloria Miller, Peter Bergman, Bob and Sally Sugarman, Robert Brewer, and Ed Cederbaum. And we put this event together in 2016 for the first time in Larry's honor. And then shortly thereafter, Larry passed away. That's why it's very important for us to get this first award situation going as soon as we possibly could. Anyway, we're now in our third year. We have 27 member reviewers, and there are 13 theater companies in the defined region. The defined region is, with Pittsfield as the center, a 50-mile radius, which brings us to all of western Massachusetts, not just the Berkshires, to southern Vermont, eastern New York, and Northern Connecticut, including Sharon Playhouse.
All right, so now you all get together, all right, and everybody, how do the nominations come about? Do people send in nominations, and the most people that get the most nominations from different people go into the awards final?
Basically, yes, but there is a weight system that Peter Bergman, who's the president of the association, he and this Ed Cederbaum, they are primarily the ones responsible for putting the event together as far as the nominating, et cetera, goes on. Anyway, there's certain requirements for a critic being considered a nominator, and that is the numbers of shows he goes to and the various theaters that he may go to. And after we see all the shows that we see, and Peter sees everything. He sees well over 100 shows a year. Anyway, a nomination announcement is sent out to the various reviewers, and we nominate five people or five theaters or five productions, whatever else, for the most outstanding production, et cetera, et cetera. And after those nominations have come in to Peter and Ed, they get the top five, and a ballot goes out to vote on. And that goes to, again, all the various reviewers, all 27 of us. And they go back in to Peter and Ed. They formulate the winners, and we have a ceremony. And this year, the ceremony is on November 12th. It's a Monday. It's going to be at 7 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church, which is 74 First Street, Route 7, in Pittsfield. Pittsfield is the center because it's in the center of the Berkshire County, pretty much, and there are the four big theaters there. You know, there's Williamstown, and there's Shakespeare and Company, Barrington Stage, and Berkshire Theater Group. So that's sort of the core. But what we are also trying to do, not only with the awards, but just general communication to our communities that there are other theaters besides those four. There are theaters, they're wonderful theaters, they're smaller perhaps, but they do very interesting work. They do a lot of mainline work, but there are several theaters that do pretty risky stuff. And we're trying to make the Berkshire Theater community area aware of these other theaters so they get a larger attendance. The more people know about these theaters, hopefully the more people will go to them.
And we're speaking with Macy Levin, and what we're talking about, once again, is this year's Berkshire Theater Critics Association Awards ceremony. Now, from what I understand, 21 winners, plus you'll have an additional award, which will be named after the founder, Larry Murray, right?
Correct.
All right. And so everybody's already been nominated. The ones, we're already at the stage where the nominations are in, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And we know that the Sharon Playhouse got nominated, and we're very happy about the Playhouse coming back the way they have.
Yes, agreed. I'm not sure how many nominations they got. I do know that Alan M. O. Wager, who is the artistic director, is nominated best director for a musical, which was Anything Goes.
All right. So now the award ceremony is free and open to the public. You said
correct.
And if people want to go, the number I have is 413-822-7384.
Correct.
And the doors open at 6:30.
There will be refreshments when the doors open.
It should be great because people, I'll tell you what, we are so lucky. People tend to overlook the fact that you can go see quality shows basically almost 12 months a year now.
Correct.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and another thing that we're looking at is a number of the theaters up here, especially the bigger theaters, have sent shows to Boston and to New York. In fact, a show that was done at Barrington Stage Company 2 years ago, American Sun, just opened up 2 nights ago to terrific reviews.
And it's funny, we have a show called Stage Right or Not, and that was just talked about yesterday morning here on Robinhood Radio.
Yeah, well, when Barrington did it, it won a number of awards. That was the first year, and it is a really terrific show.
All right, and will you be there? Will you be there that night?
Well, Peter and I co-host.
Okay, oh.
Yeah, we banter, and we have a good time. We have a good time.
Is it? Do you wear a tux, huh? Do you wear a tux?
First year we wore sort of a tux. We try to do something different every year. Anyway, another element of this, very quickly, is to bring the theater community people together so that we can share our knowledge and our expertise.
And experiences, and talk about the past season and what's coming up. I think that's great.
Exactly. And the theater people can be very intense, but they can be very upbeat and joyous. And the previous award ceremonies have really been a lot of fun.
Well, it's almost like a theater convention with awards, and then you get to socialize afterwards. I think it makes a great night, not only for the people in the theater, but for the people that come and attend and also hang around and see and interact with the people in the theater.
Right. And this is open to the public, and we would love to have the public there so that they can get to know all of us, not just the theaters in their immediate area.
All right. So once again, 413-822-7384 for tickets. Now, once again, this is coming up on November 12th. It'll be in Pittsfield. It is the Berkshire Theater Critics Association Awards. And once again, where's it going to be held?
Zion Lutheran Church, 74 First Street, which is Route 7 in Pittsfield.
Macy, you're a trooper for getting up this hour and speaking with us.
Well, how could I not get up to speak to you?
That's right. It's the only time we had available also. Hey, Macy, always love to speak to you. Take care.
You too, Mark. You take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
And thank you.
Yeah. Macy Levin, the Aglet Theater Company, but not talking about the Aglet Theater Company this morning.